because they're both bigger and you know what I'm saying? Wild.
He's crazy. Crazy with Birdie and Moby. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Britton.
I'm Brett.
Yeah.
I'm Will.
And this is William.
He's wild today. I feel like we say that every week. But with the boys in here, he's like 10 times more amped up than normal. It's crazy. Because Logan just dropped him off. Logan left. Stuck him here. Rolled out.
He's like, I got a dog sitter for the day.
I have to log in to somebody else. I'm trying to share the live over on the VIP page now that we actually have things working again. You know. So sorry about last week.
Well, we have issues last week.
Yeah, this they updated the firewall.
So
this computer got missed or something.
And where are you going?
Buddy.
It became an entire issue, but it's all better now.
You've reached the end of the road, buddy.
Good morning, Jennifer. He's like, I can climb through here.
He's going to.
He's crazy.
He's going to.
So today we printed off some coffee-related trivia from the, it says from the 90s. But some of this seems definitely later than
what's
the 90s.
Going on? Early 2000s.
You're gonna fall. Early 2000s. Well, some of it, one says literally 2023. So, oh my gosh. Morning, Mo.
Morning.
He is. He's just hyped. Where did your toy go? You had a shark and a disc. Hey, done. That's enough. I know. He already took my pen and like ran off with it. My pen. Okay, so my mom's out of town this week and our offices are like combined. And so he keeps taking stuff off of her desk and bringing it over to me because he's mad that she's
That's so
gone.
Funny.
Yeah. So all her papers, her pens, anything he can find, he's bringing over to me.
Yeah, he's funny.
He is. Okay, so let's get into this trivia.
Oh no.
You guys see if you can answer any of it. Should I keep score? See who gets it.
Yeah, I mean, why not? We're both probably going to do bad. But
You're going down. No,
I just want to be able to answer at least one. You know?
Right?
So some of these are so random, too. Like, they're, like, coffee-ish related. So the first question is what is the programming language developed by James Gosling at Sun Microsystems and named after the type of coffee from Indonesia?
Is there a multiple choice to this?
If you've ever coded, you would definitely know this. If you've even said
I think I know the answer.
What is it?
Java.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all see how this score is going to go.
Yeah. I mean, when she said Indonesia, I buy the coffee. I know it's the Java region.
And JavaScript.
Yeah.
Wait for that Randy Travis.
Oh, yeah. He needs to be drinking decaf. He keeps stealing everybody's coffee cups, Bill.
Nah.
It's a problem. He's like addicted.
Well, I mean, at least we don't work at a brewery.
Yeah. Well, he does like that too. Logan has to like hide it. It's great. He's just wild. It's just a puppy. Come here. Can you get off the cords, please? He looks at you like,
maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay. See, these are not all from the 90s. And I think Will's going to get this one.
Okay. There you go. Right. There you go.
In early 2023, Starbucks announced the Olato, coffee mixed with which popular oil?
I mean, I could take a random guess.
Yeah,
you want to give an answer?
Please do answer.
I'm going to go with avocado oil.
That seems to be the healthy one that everybody's going. It's something like that.
It is called an Olato.
Oh, olive oil.
Yeah.
I mean, right, just pay attention. That's right? Interesting. Just pay attention.
I haven't heard that one. That's interesting.
That?
No.
I remember that. I kind of wanted to try it, but I feel like coffee does enough to your stomach. Like, I don't know about mixing it with oil,
right?
More oil. Oh, look, you found a toy. Good boy.
Our little friend Joe Hotcup.
He's just big and he doesn't know it.
They want to know if they can answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, olive oil. It doesn't.
If you can beat me and Brett, by all means.
Yeah, please. I mean, the bar is not very high, but
a good thing. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Got yourself a lap dog.
I know. He's so happy though. He tries to jump in my like desk Boily chair and he doesn't really fit.
Yeah. Right? I never even heard. Yeah. I didn't know they did that.
Honestly, it would probably taste really good.
Yeah.
I just don't think it'd be good for your stomach.
Right. Interesting.
Unless you needed that for some procedure. Okay. Alternating layers of ladyfinger soaked in a coffee liqueur combo with mascarpone cheese and chocolate gets you what Italian dessert?
Is it tiramisu?
It is tiramisu.
Brett's killing it.
Come on, man.
I think it tastes like it's mixed with motor oil. Their coffee is not great, so it probably does taste like it's mixed with motor oil. You're probably right, Bill. There you go,
Starbucks.
Mom.
Got it. I was going to say, I haven't been inside a Starbucks in years.
I went at the airport because it's the only thing,
right?
Oh, no,
right. Yeah, yeah.
I walked so far at the Chicago airport to go to the McDonald's to get coffee instead of Starbucks.
Yeah, I should have done that because I even texted my mom. I was like, is a Starbucks latte, like, fine or is it gross? And I got an iced caramel latte and I drank maybe 4 sips and just tossed it. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, with kids, they all love those. Pink drinks and
the sugar drinks.
So at dance comps, they're always like, get me Starbucks. I'm like, someone else can.
Good job, Patty. Good job, Mo. Yeah, I just don't.
Tiramisu.
I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
McDonald's coffee is honestly better.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say. Okay. Oh, I feel like you guys will know this one.
We'll see.
New Orleans Cafe Du Monde is famous for its cafe au lait. Made with coffee that's been mixed with the root of what plant?
Ooh, I'm not going to know this one. The root of what coffee?
You're going to know it as soon as I say it.
With the root?
It's super famous in New Orleans. This kind of coffee.
Mixed with the root? It's a cafe.
It's like a kind of coffee. Coffee was in short supply. So they developed this to keep coffee in their cafes.
I'm trying to think of what they have down there that would be easily gettable. I have no idea.
You've never
been to Starbucks? We got any answers on the...
I've been to Starbucks like 3 or 4 times, and every time their tea's all right.
Oh, can I pull the chat? No.
Yes, Bill. Yes, Deborah. There you go.
Chicory root. Very nice. Oh, there we go. Look at you guys.
You guys got it. Now that you've heard it, though, you're like, oh yeah.
Got that. Yep. I'm like, ginger? No, that doesn't make sense.
All right.
Let go. Okay.
You guys, you have to know this. When Jeffrey Lebowski uses vodka, coffee liqueur, and cream to make himself a cocktail, sometimes he calls it a Caucasian, but the more standard name is a 2-word phrase.
White Russian?
Yeah.
Nice.
White Russian? That's a... Oh, weird. I got the alcohol one.
Shocking. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't think I've ever seen you drunk. Maybe once or twice at convention.
Your mom's pool party. Oh, you weren't there. You weren't there. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, Mo. You're good at this. Are you Googling them? Because that's what I would be doing.
Yeah,
right?
I'm terrible at this stuff.
Trivia. I haven't done trivia in a while, but
you're doing good.
I just keep thinking when we did the Big Prices Right for the 40th anniversary, I was like, I was surprised I got some of those right. I was like, maybe I'm okay
better at it than you think. Yeah. You do. So, Mo, funny enough, my husband and I, we just actually celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
All right.
And thanks. Yeah, and we got married under dudism.
That's right. I remember hearing about that.
The gentleman who married us. Yeah, he was ordained in Judaism.
That's so awesome.
You know, it was a pretty chill ceremony.
He doesn't love the Big Lebowski.
It was great. Well, you can just go do it for free.
Yeah.
And then you're ordained. And
Didn't Logan get ordained for something for his friend?
He also is ordained in Judaism.
In Judaism. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
And you can also get ordained as like the flying spaghetti monster or something.
Oh, really?
Religion. There's a lot of good ones out there. Thanks, Deborah. We took a fun little golf trip for the weekend, kidless. So it was nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you were talking about that. Sounded fun.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to go.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We golfed a par 3 course. That was awesome.
Well, Northern Michigan golf, though, is some of the, I mean, they compare it to Myrtle Beach. Like, it's some of the best that you can get in the summer. So,
well, it's nice. It's so fun to hit off, like, cliffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
onto the green.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cool.
I would love that.
All right. So, coffee became more popular in America in the 1770s. At the time, many people had stopped drinking tea as a patriotic act. What was the name of the famous protest that inspired them to boycott the beverage? Everyone should know this.
Wait, are you talking how long ago?
1770.
Oh, yeah. The Boston Tea Party. Boston
Tea Party.
There you go.
Yeah. The Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
2% tax on a breakfast beverage and they freaked out.
I don't even know what that is. I would have to look that up. Mosin are a really cool singing group too.
I think if Mo was here, they would be winning.
Yeah. Yep. Did you just get a brand new one too?
Yeah, it's still got the tag on it.
It's fine. He's so happy with himself.
This is the actual dog toy, though, right? Okay. Yeah, yeah. I was like, it's not the actual stuffy.
The funny
it's
part
the dog
is
toy.
The tag's gonna be his favorite part. Yeah. Yeah,
that's why he went and got it, because the other one doesn't have a tag.
Have a tag on it.
He's like,
oh, I can eat
his personality is amazing.
Let's see. Some of these are just like straight giveaways. And I'm avoiding something with competitors in them.
Oh, right. Yeah. I like it.
Okay. So, again, you should know this. I will now ask you to have a think, I guess, and see if you can find the link.
You commented on my t-shirt. She commented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm eating motivational quote.
Oh, yeah. I like that t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of my favorite, too.
Yeah, but the Halloween one that's coming out is so good.
Murder show.
Coffee murder shows and like three
yeah.
people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Love that one.
Yeah, I know. I totally forgot to order some though, and I'm kind of upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Ashley came in with all the stuff to, you know, bill everybody for him. I'm like, oh, I didn't order any.
I know. They're so good.
I mean, that's all I wear is my coffee beanery t-shirts if I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Same. Okay. This is a rhyme, which I'm just now getting reading this. Because I was like, what in the world? I will now ask you to have a think and see if you can find the link. Sugar, Jameson, and cream. Add a steaming mug of caffeine. Now, what is the name of the drink?
Hot toddy. Oh, I have no idea.
Jameson should be your Jameson and cream. You don't know what this is?
No.
It's an Irish coffee.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, whenever I tell someone to make my coffee Irish, I don't put any cream in
it. Yeah, no, hot toddy is like honey.
Cinnamon, that's right.
You get a lot of requests for Bailey's at the store.
Do you really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You guys need to get some Bailey's.
Well, who was it, my dad?
I'm always like, it'd be cooler if you did. I know.
He kind of modeled the Irish cream coffee Bailey's. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, Mo, you got it. I think we're always on a little bit of a delay from what we see to what they see too, which is always hard to remember. Irish coffee. It's pretty good too.
You should have kept score. Like I said, Mo's winning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mo's winning for sure.
Tell her what she's won.
Okay, this is a good one. Bill Murray has coffee at Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania's fictional Tip Top Cafe over and over in what 1993 comedy?
Bill Murray, 1993 comedy. Come on, you're the movie buff. You got to know this because I don't.
Gosh, I'm trying to think.
I mean, Punxsutawney.
Bill Murray.
I'm
maybe it's just
because
my kids are obsessed with this day.
Groundhog's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
We have to like get up. So first of all, Estelle's birthday is on Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. Okay. 2nd. Okay.
My kids are obsessed with it. We have to get up and we have to watch Punxsutawney Phil and see if he sees a shadow or not. And it's like this whole thing every year. But I think probably because it's Estelle's birthday, it's like even more of a thing.
Remember that's fun. What About Bob with Bill Murray? You ever seen that one?
Yeah.
That's a pretty funny one.
I don't think I've seen that.
Bill Murray made some great movies. Yeah, Bill Murray made some great movies.
Yeah.
Like everybody got the Groundhog Day.
I wouldn't even know some of these.
Well, good thing you got the answers.
I don't even know what that is. I've got to read them first because I'm hearing your answers before the comments come up. Okay, we can go slower. We'll go slower. We'll give you like 20 seconds.
We need the Jeopardy music.
Oh, I didn't know this, but it's kind of interesting. What restaurant chain was founded as Danny's Donuts in 1953 before dropping the latter word and eventually slightly altering the first word in 1959?
Well, I mean, we'll give him a minute, but I think I can figure that one out.
I think you got it.
I think.
Can you repeat the question?
What restaurant chain founded as Danny's Donuts in 1953 before dropping the latter word and eventually slightly altering the first word in 1959. I will get zero answers. I was just letting you know. Thank you, Patty. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Yep. Good old Grand Slam.
Danny's.
Was that going to be your guess?
Denny's. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get it, Will?
Yeah. When they said altered the first, I was like, okay, if they only slightly altered it, they probably just changed that A to an E.
That's
and called it
A.
Yeah. 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 What's back there?
He's probably like, fuck, I should have left the Danny's Donut.
He's like, probably bugs.
Yeah. Right.
Dunkin' Donuts. Close, Jessica. It was Denny's. They became Denny's.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's crazy that they were around in the 50s, too.
Denny's? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know it's old, but, like, I guess you don't
We realize. Don't have one around here anymore.
No. We don't.
Maybe, like, up north.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, you got big paws, and you don't even realize it, do you?
Okay. Mild, not bitter. That describes... It says SKA, which I don't know what that is. And Blue Mountain Coffee, both products of what Caribbean nation?
Jamaica.
Oh, yep. Where we're going.
Jamaica, man.
That'll be
fun. Yeah, I
don't some jerk chicken by the beach.
Who? You and... Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we have no one to watch our kids.
Oh. So. I'll make my daughter watch them. You guys can come.
Right. And the problem is I get to him from school.
Yeah, she can't drive just yet.
No. Because yep, Jamaica. Dabo.
Whoa.
Our Jamaican's really good too, if you haven't had it.
Oh, Blue Mountain's my favorite.
Yeah, yep. It's super good.
Super, super good.
Yeah. Little sampler pack Christmas morning just for
That's
myself.
What I do. Yeah. That's what I do. I do it because I have my family comes over for a big Christmas breakfast, my parents and with my brothers in town, and I always make sure I get a pot or two of the good coffee for them.
He's like, I'm just gonna share this chair with you. I'm not huge.
Little did Will know he got a new bestie with the same name.
He can't even like turn around because he's so big. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, you've been there twice.
Ooh.
Is it cool? I've heard good things. Somewhere between a coffee and a dessert, an affogato contains espresso poured over what other star ingredient?
Dang, I know this. This is a...
This is popular.
What is it again?
An affogato. So it's espresso poured over.
I have no clue. See, Deborah says that I prefer the Kona, and it's funny. I do too.
But you guys like Beanery.
Yeah.
And Beanery is modeled after the Kona.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's almost like the Jamaican's just like too smooth. There's not enough there's not enough of the flavor, enough of the body in there for me.
Anybody know what an affogato is?
I have no clue.
Sounds like it should be whipped cream. Very close. Gelato. There you go, Mo. You got it.
Okay. She does got all the
answers. Yeah, I almost thought I was going to say
gelato.
Cream, yeah.
I don't know what the difference between gelato and ice cream is, but there is a difference.
That's what they do at the franchisees in the franchise locations in Qatar is they put it over ice cream and stuff at night. And because, you know, obviously they don't have bars and alcohol. So the coffee bars are like the place to go. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds delicious. I've actually never tried it, but hey, don't take my pens. He stole this one earlier and had it all in the back of his teeth and would not. Mo is Googling. Patty, you might be on to something. That'd be some fast Googling, though.
If she's not Googling, she needs to sign up for Jeopardy.
Right? Okay. If it's a she. I don't. I wouldn't know this one if I were playing trivia, but maybe you guys know it. It seems very 90s.
Ice cream has more air.
Ice cream has more air. Oh.
Huh. And it's no eggs in the ice cream.
Mo is old and knows this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, ice cream uses old like eggs, and gelato uses like no eggs too.
So no eggs.
Like, or vice versa, it is.
Okay. Gelato doesn't hurt my stomach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And ice cream a lot of times.
So like one has like way higher fat content.
Interesting. Played by the director of the film, Quentin Tarantino, Jimmy Dimmick is a serious coffee connoisseur whose brew impresses Jules and Vincent in a scene from what 1994 film?
Pulp Fiction. Okay.
Pulp Fiction. You got that so quick.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That was so quick.
Such a crazy movie.
Yeah, that's a wild movie. That and
Reservoir Dogs. I don't know that I've ever seen.
Pulp Fiction. It's wild. Well, the end of the movie's like in the middle of the movie, and like Quentin Tarantino did some crazy stuff in that movie.
Yeah.
He's just a lot.
Yeah, he is.
Who was the one that did Inglourious? Word you can't say.
Inglourious.
B.
Bastards.
That was smooth. Yeah, that was smooth.
It was. Quentin Tarantino did that with Brad Pitt and all.
That was wild.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
I took
Pulp Fiction. There you go, Mo.
I took a film class in college for one of my English credits, right? And we did a big old thing on Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
That and American Beauty with Kevin Spacey.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I have. I'm terrible about movie names. So sometimes I'll watch a movie like, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. But
yeah.
Same with music. I'll be like, do you know? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, maybe.
You start playing, you know all the words.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I know you guys know the answer to this. So this is more for everybody else. The world largely grows two different species of coffee. What are the most popular species?
Lock it up, Robusta and Arabica.
You're supposed to lock it up.
Yeah. Will's like, I got it.
He's like, I got to get on the board a little bit more.
Yeah, I got to get one on the board. And the difference being obviously that altitude, right? You know, the Arabica growing at that higher altitude, slowing down the respiratory rate of the coffee tree, taking longer to develop and mature. Hi. And that's the only thing we carry at the coffee bean rate.
Yeah, Arabica coffee.
Yeah.
And it's what?
Robusta
Arabica
has more...
and Arabica, tomato.
Yeah.
Coupon.
Yeah, you're going to hear people say it all sorts of different ways.
Yeah. It's
the same exact.
And they will 100% argue about the pronunciation.
You're never going to get the next one. So we're just going to skip that. There you go, Arabica. Yep, that's what we use. And then Robusta is the other one. And there are some good Robustas.
Yeah.
They're just few and far between.
And they naturally have a higher caffeine content. So if you're looking for some extra caffeine.
This one I would not know, but if my mom was here, she would definitely know. Starfish and Coffee is a lesser known song from the 1987 album Sign O. The Times, Sign Up the Times. I don't know why it's O. And that's like bold on the sheet. By what late great one named Minnesotan?
Oh, of course your mom would know that.
My mom
it's her favorite.
This. It's her favorite.
I have zero idea.
The artist formerly known as.
Symbol.
Yeah.
Symbol. Symbol. That was good.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
My mom's favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is he? I thought he was going to eat.
Purple rain.
I know. I got her for Secret Santa the 1 year, and I almost bought her a giant Prince bathrobe, like purple one.
Yeah.
And then I asked your dad, I was like, is she like a robe wear? He was like, no. And then I told her about it afterwards. She's like, I so would have wore that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, she would have. Prince, there you go. You saw him in concert, Mo?
Ooh.
I think
so good.
No, he
did one of my favorite halftime performances at the Super Bowl.
That was good. Yeah, I did like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a performer for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This sounds interesting, and I don't know if you'll really... Well, yeah, you probably will. Coffee beans are found as a pit inside of a fruit, which is typically what color?
Red.
Yeah. I mean, red, yellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited. I haven't been to one of the coffee farms. I'm excited to go.
I know. I haven't either. I've never been to a coffee
farm. Oh, you didn't go to the Costa? I thought you went to the Costa Rica trip. You didn't?
It's so beautiful.
Because my kids were too young. Oh. And then we don't have a lot of, like, if my whole family's there, who's going to help with my kids?
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, it's one of
those things.
I was a believer in our coffee before you guys took me to the mountain in paradise where it comes from. And then I saw the mountain in paradise and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a good deal.
He did 3 hours and then came out and did more songs.
Wow.
Oh, wow. See, I feel like at concerts now, like, you know to wait. Like at the end of it, you know to wait, and they always have 2 or 3 more songs like ready.
I mean, who doesn't expect an encore?
Yeah. Even we just went to a concert the other day and the encore was like clearly planned.
Yeah.
And they were doing it.
Oh, yeah. They all walk off and then come back. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay. This is actually something that my husband asked me this past weekend and I didn't know the answer to. So now I do, and I can go tell him. What sweetened dairy product is commonly used to make Vietnamese iced coffee?
Oh. Sweetened dairy product.
Like heavy whipping cream?
Close. That wasn't his encore. The texts were striking the stage and he was in his cup. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're fine, William.
That is cool.
I just took you out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Half and half?
Close. So condensed milk.
Okay. I was thinking it would have been something like that, but
that
would make it thick, right?
Super thick.
Right? Yeah.
Did you know that you can put condensed milk in the can in like a slow cooker full of water and it turns into caramel?
Really?
Like, yeah.
Really good caramel.
No,
I've seen that.
It's so good.
The internet.
The internet. Yeah. He just loved performing. He did love performing. He was a great performer.
Oh, yeah. One of the best.
Yeah. Him and Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. You're such a good
It's one
dog.
Of those things you'll never forget where you're at when you found out about both of them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was not, for Michael, I was on the boat on the lake with some friends. And I was just
leaving the grocery store.
Were you?
Yeah. My nephew's mom texted me and told me, and I was like, what?
I don't know if I would know some of
this. I'm actually doing a little bit better than I thought, though, on this trivia. When I heard we were doing coffee trivia, I was like, oh, this is going to be embarrassing.
Oh, this one's kind of interesting.
He threw me that alley-oop with Pulp Fiction. I'm like back in the game.
Yeah. Got your juices flowing.
We don't need to buy. I don't even know where the remote is.
You gotta
just block somebody.
Yep. That's fun.
Okay. Folgers, Dunkin', and Cafe Bustelo are all owned by which American food and beverage manufacturer that's well known for Jif peanut butter and Uncrustables?
Smuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Schmuckers.
Cafe Bustelo.
That's crazy though. Folgers, Dunkin', and so all
Cafe Bustelo.
Well, I mean, look at all the. I mean, think of all the brands that Green Mountain owns. Think of all, you know.
Instant espresso.
That's like that performance food group. Like they own almost everything. It seems like nowadays too.
I don't know where he thinks he's gonna go.
Yeah, he's like, you guys. Your dad's not here.
Sitting here in the couch.
Nobody's
wrestling with me. I do. I have to get on the floor a couple times a day and just like slam my whole body into him and get him all hyped up so that he can calm down.
I'll take him outside after this.
And throw a ball.
Yeah.
Throw a ball.
That's it.
Did I say ball?
Uh-oh.
I don't have a ball.
You said his 2 favorite words. Go find outside a toy. And ball.
Go find a toy. In a little bit. We'll do a ball in a little bit.
That's funny. What a guy.
95% of coffee beans develop as flat berries. But about 5% of them develop into berries with what name?
Oh, I know that one.
Peaberry?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Man, remember when we got that pea, but that Tanzanian? It was so good. Yeah.
So good.
I remember that one. That was good. And the beans look crazy.
Yeah, they do.
It
they're
looks
like
weird.
Marbles,
yeah, especially when you the game in New England for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Lots of Dunkin' on the East Coast.
That's funny. My uncle lives in Boston, and he runs to Dunkin' Donuts every single morning.
Yeah,
and then gets his coffee and runs home.
So we have a Dunkin' by us, kind of, and so sometimes I'll get the kids donuts or whatever. But my biggest issue with it is that it feels like it's never consistent. Like, depending on who makes your drink, you can order the same thing and it can taste 25 different ways.
See, I only drink just straight coffee. Like, no, so it's, yeah. I
usually like to get like an iced coffee with like a shot of caramel or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Sometimes it can be so sweet.
Oh, right.
You know, it's just, it's different. Oh, Patty, that chocolate roulade is good. You're going to like that. It's a really nice, hey.
We know there's people out there.
Flavor. It's cacas.
You didn't
there.
Read the sign. It says quiet. There's a live going on.
Yeah. Stop. My dad's out there and he wants. He heard him. Come here. God. You're fine. You're fine. Okay, here's a good one. The hourglass shaped pour over coffee maker. Produced by what Massachusetts-based company was named one of the best designed products of modern times?
Wow.
It's even in the Museum of Modern Art.
Really? I don't know that one.
I mean, really, the hourglass-shaped pour-over coffee maker should almost be enough. There's only a couple of them.
Of brands that make them?
Yeah.
Oh, is so the you want the name of the device or the name of the name of the device?
It's asking for the company name.
Oh, the company name?
Which is also pretty much the name of the device.
I have no idea. I don't know. Does anybody know?
Oh, you're welcome, Deborah. What goodies did you get? Oh, in the mug. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. It is, there. If you buy the mugs this week, they're $15 and we don't stuff stuff in the mug because it won't fit, but you get freebies with your order this week.
Oh, nice.
For our birthday. Hi, Patty. Enjoy your coffee. Okay, so the hourglass shaped pour over coffee maker. It is not Keurig. That's not a pour over, but that was in the 90s too. It was really popular in the 90s.
I don't know this one. You stumped
us. You will once I say it. Yeah. It's a Chemex.
A Chemex.
Wow. Which I think we have. I mean, Hario, Chemex, they're all kind of similar.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think we have one.
Interesting.
Logan would have known that.
Lots of coffee. So that's what that was. Chemex. Freebies. Chemex. Yeah, I don't know that one. Even though you said it, I still don't know it. Yep, I don't know that one.
It's good. If you've ever had coffee in a Chemex, it's great. Okay. Hey, don't eat the carpet. Don't do it. Don't you give me that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that look. Whoa.
William.
I've seen that look a few times from my daughters.
He's naughty. He's being so naughty. He's like staring at me like he is not going to listen at all. All right. Let's do two more and then we're going to get back to work. Thank you so much. Okay. I wouldn't know this, but you guys might. According to Blake, the top salesman played by Alec Baldwin, who is brought in to inspire the lackluster crew of the 1992 film Glenn Ross, Coffee is for What Type of People?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've seen that.
Glenn Ross. That's such an old movie.
It's 1992. Yeah, I was one.
Coffee is for what people?
I don't know.
Winners.
Close. That's really close. Yeah. He's a salesman. So yeah. What type
Closers.
Of people? There you go.
Coffee's for closers. Coffee's yeah. For closers. When you said salesman, I was like, everybody says whatever's for closers when they're salespeople.
Okay. Last one. And then we really are going to go to work.
Aww.
And this is for you, Mo. I didn't see that movie either. I was a little kid when actually I was one when that
actors.
Came out.
A lot of good actors in that movie too. Surprisingly.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
Hey, what famous single serve coffee pod brand launched in 1998?
Keurig.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom.
Nice and easy. Nice and easy one to close it out. So it is still our birthday month. So we have the $15 mystery mugs for the rest of this week. And then we have something really special next week. It's one of our favorite things, but I'm not going to ruin the surprise. And then we teased the new flavors, and the materials are arriving. So those should be launching hopefully early September.
Okay.
So oh, yes. The new flavors.
All right.
So lots of fun
things. It's exciting. The new flavors, I think, are going to be exciting.
I think they're going to be exciting.
I think people are going to love them. So
lots of fun stuff coming soon. You guys have a wonderful week, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Oh, you have a solo this Friday? All right. Good luck. Or it's break a leg.
Break a leg. Right. Yep. Exactly.
All right. Bye.
Have a good one.